righty. Injuries today. David Osbury did not practice. He'll be out. Vincent Brown was full today, and he's probable. T.J. Carey with an ankle was limited today, and he's questionable. Jimmy Chekwa, his hamstring, did not practice. He'll be out. Gabe Jackson with a knee, did not practice. He'll be out. Keith McGill with a groin was limited. He's probable. Jermaine Olawale with a shoulder is limited. He's probable. Carlos Rogers did not practice today. He's out. Justin Tuck with a knee was limited. He's probable. And Kembrell Tompkins did not practice. And that's excused again, and he's probable. Another good day on the practice field today. Ready to go.
Will you catch yourself, even for a small minute for the game, or maybe if the two were talking to each other, looking at, out there and seeing Charles Woodson and Peyton Manning on the field at the same time and noting a sense of, I don't know, history or...
Well, without sounding ridiculous, probably not. Okay, that meaning I wouldn't catch myself doing that. You know, I'm aware of it. You know, be quite honest with you, I made my team aware of it on Wednesday and felt like that would be something that would be talked about a lot this week. Okay, justifiably so. You know, both players, tremendous careers, you know, I guess came into the league at the same time and, you know, just unbelievable careers, I mean, with what both players have done. So, you know, got two, you know, Hall of Fame players out there playing, you know, in a game, and it's a quarterback and a DB. So, you know, you would expect that that would be a topic of conversation. And, you know, I know from my end it's a real honor getting a chance to coach a guy I have.
Is the level that he's playing at, and it almost seems like it's getting better every week, kind of remarkable?
You know, he really has played at an outstanding level, you know, and we made, you know, obviously a few changes, you know, a little bit with what he was doing, you know, from the bye week until now. And, you know, Charles is playing, like I've said before, I mean, I love to drink from the fountain that he's drinking from, but he's played at a tremendous level right now and really is getting better and better each week, you know, and has been, you know, more importantly, has just been really good for me, you know, personally. You know, to have a veteran player like that on the team, and I have really good veteran players, but to have a guy like that with his experiences, you know, on the football team, you know, at this point, has been really good for me and has been really good for our younger players.
You brought a lot of veterans in, and in the hopes that you would get a last couple of good years out of them, as well as to serve as mentors to the younger ones, and some of them have not had the kind of years they'd hoped for, mm-hmm. or the teams hoped for, obviously. But have you gotten the mentorship and the leadership out of them for the younger guys that you'd like to see?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I have, yes. You know, I believe that to be true. They're really an unselfish group of guys. In fact, I had a meeting with them not too long ago here, and that's exactly what I told them. You know, I have a great, you know, great guy in my room named Kevin Booth. You know, it's just an example of a veteran player, hasn't played one snap, is side-by-side with Wisniewski every single day. I mean, brainstorming, you know, really just a real positive, you know, influence in that room. I mean, those kind of people on our team, you know, can only help your football team, no question about it. You know, now, you know, the real metal of that group is, you know, is tested now, second half of the season here, and, you know, we're where we are, you know, we're where we put ourselves. So, you know, that group has to continue to stay strong right now, okay, and to keep, you know, our younger players focused, but more importantly, keep themselves focused as well.
In what ways has Brandon Ross improved? He seems like he's playing much better than he was a year ago.
He is, you know, and I think, you know, probably in some of the ways that he's improved, you know, my opinion is, and again, you know, I wasn't directly involved in this, you know, in the past, but I'm a note taker, I'm a writer. I listen to all the things that were said in the meetings, and, you know, that's all important to me in the past. And, you know, and I think that, you know, a big part of him was just the maturity of you know, kind of, he's a smart player, you know, he's all those things, you know, but the maturity of making the next step towards playing regularly, okay, and the maturity of when I'm around the ball affecting the play, you know. Some guys can be around the ball and not affect the play, you know, particularly early on in their careers, and then, you know, then all of a sudden you make that next jump to where you're affecting the play. And he's been affecting the play as of late. So, you know, that's been a real positive thing to see. You know, I think sometimes when you get, you know, this game is humbling. And I've said this before. I've told my team this. And I've told the line this. You know, it's a game that makes grown men cry at times. And, you know, when you've been bounced around, you know, and you've been released or you've been on a couple of teams and those type of things, all of a sudden, you know, when you get that opportunity, that one more opportunity, it's time to, you know, to really make the most of it, and he's done a good job of that right now. You know, I'm really proud of him.
And then you talked earlier in the week about wanting to run the ball more. When it comes to Latavius Murray, is it a situation where it's just a numbers game and there's not enough carries to go around with the two guys ahead of him, or is there more he could be doing to become a bigger part of that?
No, I mean, Latavius works his tail off in practice right now, and he's really shown us good things. And as I said, you know, last week his snap count went up a little bit. We got him involved a little bit more. But it's really about opportunities, you know. And, you know, at the end of this whole thing, when you're not getting the number of, you know, snaps. Now, as of late, you know, we had, I don't know, 80-some-odd snaps maybe against, I think it was 84 snaps maybe against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay? And then last week we had 62 snaps. You know, in the game. So now we're kind of getting to the numbers where, you know, that's a little more doable, you know. Unfortunately, in last week's game, we fell behind early. So I think it's more a result of, you know, number of attempts. You're seeing Darren go, and as Darren gets going, you know, you're feeling like he's running the ball pretty good. So, you know, you ride him for a little while, and then, you know, next thing you know, you get Maurice into the ball game, and then it kind of, you know, it's gotten to a point where we haven't just been able to stay the course there. So we need to be able to do that and get him involved a little bit more. You know, he's a young player that we, you know, certainly need to get involved, you know, has good talent. And, you know, I think at the end of this, what you don't want to do is be asking questions about, you know, those same questions about him, you know, in February.
Do you expect a similar rotation at cornerback as you have last week, with Carlos being out, in terms of DJ being the number three guy? I guess if you have Kerry,
it all depends on what happens here. Okay, you know, he was limited today. You know, TJ was limited today, so, you know, we'll have to see how he is tomorrow. You know, those things, as I said, you know, before, those things can go either way. I mean, really, and today was the most, you know, the most work he's taken. So we'll kind of see how he is tomorrow before, you know, we figure out really how we want to rotate those guys and what the scenario is there.